This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 18. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verses 4 to 5. It says there, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows." Psalm 23 is without doubt one of the best masterpieces of literature ever penned in the history of humankind. Out of all the Psalms written by King David, this Psalm 23 stands out clearly in comforting, hurting, grieving, and sorrowful hearts. Christian ministers often use our today's Bible verse at the time of funeral services or at the time a person is nearing death. It is very comforting to the ears and souls of people who experience various types of pains and difficulties. It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." In many people's opinion, valley of the shadow of death may not be the right translation from the original text. Many other translations like NIV, NLT, HCBS, TPT, NCV, TLB, and GNT uses the phrase "darkest valley" or "deepest darkness" instead of "valley of the shadow of death." The original Hebrew word used here is salmavet, and that means darkness or dark shadows. However, the Hebrew word has the same root for death. This could be the reason some translators use the term death. In the context of a shepherd and sheep, we know the animals or sheep do not think about the concept or possibility of death. However, they sense danger when they enter into valleys where the steep and narrow slopes are dark. They know the danger is ahead and they get afraid. Even though a good shepherd always leads and guides his sheep in the path of righteousness or the right path, it could contain narrow and steep valleys where there is sunlight is hidden and darkness is present. You see, such deep valleys are dark, and sheep get afraid in the absence of the presence of a good shepherd. However, in our situation in Psalm 23, sheep does not need to get frightened because their good shepherd's presence is with them. Shepherd is right there with them in the deep and darkest valleys. Even in the darkness, they could feel the rod and staff of their shepherd who walks with them and guides them. You see, the rod is a thick pole made out of the wood that shows shepherd's supervision and authority. It is used to count the sheep and protect them from dangers. On the contrary, the staff, a long and a curved one, is used by the shepherd to guide and lead them correctly and properly. It is also used to support them when they need help. There is one another reason for no fear stated here. Did you notice it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death"? Valley of darkness, or the darkest shadow, is not a permanent place. Sheep is just going through it for a period of time. They are not going to camp there. They are only passing through. They will be out of the gloom and doom eventually when shepherd leads them out. The shepherd's presence, transitory nature of the darkness, his rod and staff, gives them reasons to get courage instead of fear, even in dangerous places. Beloved, David takes the imagery to apply his relationship with the Lord God in heaven, and he lays the foundation to shake off fear from our hearts. It appears David was facing the deepest darkness experience in his life when he penned this psalm. Due to thick darkness in his path, he was afraid. The reason could be because of his enemies who want to destroy his life. This thought is because of the next verse that says, "The Lord prepare a table before me in the presence of his enemies." Also, God has already anointed his head with oil. God anointed his head with oil, or already appointed him for the divine task ahead, is the reason why the Lord prepares a table for him before his enemies, and his cup overflows. Dearly beloved, You may be in the darkest valley now. Maybe a recent doctor report make you afraid. Maybe your spouse died or left you. Maybe you are in a financial crisis. Perhaps you are lonely and depressed. Or you may be in the shadow of death. In our fallen world, all these and many other sorrowful possibilities are there. However, remember the Good Shepherd, your Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave His life to save you, is with you no matter what you are facing now. He has perfect and powerful tools to guide you through the darkness victoriously. Beloved, remember, darkest valleys are not permanent. It is a pass-through experience only. You don't make a camp and stay there forever. You will come out of it. And you will gaze the face of the Lord who delivered you and worship Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for your presence and perfect tools, divine tools, to protect and help me in the midst of my darkest valley experience. I know, Lord, this is only a pass-through experience. And I know you already gave me the victory over it. I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died and rose again for all of my sins, is the Good Shepherd. I know He promised His presence with me no matter what. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Lord, save me now. Help and deliver me. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and